The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. Woo!
Tonight, the Nature Boy Ric Flair will stop by Zen Leaf Naperville to meet and greet fans, take photos, and drop in to let people know about his Ric Flair drip merchandise between 5:30 and 7:30. Recently, Verano, a Chicago-based cannabis company and owner of Zen Leaf, and Ric Flair announced a partnership to develop Ric Flair drip cannabis products. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on Cap and J Hood, it is our pleasure to talk to the man, the greatest world champion of all time, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, is with us on Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Ric.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So excited to talk to you, man. My brother Bruce and I watching you on wrestling growing up, the 70s and 80s. Man, it's awesome to have you on.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm sorry. My voice is a little bad. I've been traveling a lot. I apologize.
No, you sound great as always. I want to know, how is life for you right now, Ric? You're doing this in so many different things. How's life for you?
Oh, my life is great. Does this show get national traction?
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
Coast to coast, border to border.
I'm watching these idiots on Get Up. D. Wood and Bart Scott and Nitsky, Rob, crack on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Just wish to walk in the studio because they would all kiss his ass. I'm serious. I hope D. Wood and Bart Scott hear it. And I can't think of his last
name. Rob Ninkovich.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, Rob Ninkovich. I love those guys. But when they crack on Tom Brady, I wish you'd walk in that. They would all kiss his ass.
No doubt.
Hey, you know, I want to know about marijuana, about you working with Zen Leaf Naperville. So I'm sure that back in the day on the road, for you to recover, along with, you know, partying all night, dance a little longer, there was some marijuana. How much did that help you recover, even back in the day in your wrestling days?
Well, I didn't use the wrestling days. I just started using edibles 3 years ago. And it was to get off Ambien and Xanax, stuff I used to sleep at night.
So all those years on the road, Ric, you never used cannabis. I know it had to be around the locker room back then, too, though, right?
Oh, it was everywhere, yeah. I wasn't against it. I just had asthma as a child growing up, and I outgrew it eventually. But that's why I didn't smoke it. I mean, I had nothing against it. I just actually... you know, absolutely. My friends all used it day and night, but the oil wasn't available. The healing products weren't available as much as just the smoking capability.
So, Ric, I went to college in the Twin Cities at Hamline University.
There you go.
Yeah, and I followed your career for so many decades. You were at the University of Minnesota, and then you get into wrestling with Vern Gagne. Where would you be today if Vern Gagne doesn't pluck you out and watch the 30 for 30 where he said, "You're not a loser, you're not a quitter. Get with me, we're going back to this camp with Ricky Steamboat and all these other..." Where would you be today?
You know, quite honestly, I'm not sure. I'm sure I would have been okay, but not having lived the level of life that I've been lucky enough to be part of. I had the ability. I wasn't prepared. I was like weightlifting and trying to be a big power lifter, living with Ken Patera, and I hadn't run a mile in probably 3 or 4 years. And we got out to that camp that first day. I weighed 310, And Ken had just come back from Munich, where he won a bronze medal. It was about 3:30. We ran 2 miles outdoors at a cornfield, 500 free squats, 250 push-ups, and 250 crunches. And, man, I would say Ken and I were there at least 6 hours minimum. We never even got in the ring. I looked at Ken and said, God, I don't know if this is what I signed up for, man. I'm not ready for this. And the next day I could hardly walk. You can only imagine if you haven't done free squats. Try sometimes, they're brutal.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I was young. I was still in decent shape, but I just wasn't prepared for that. So went back the next day, same thing. And I said, screw this, I'm going home. And I just, you know, there's no cell phones back then or anything. So I just, I called Greg and said, Greg, tell your dad I appreciate him. I'm not doing this. And he said, okay, my dad, he's not going to be happy. I said, well, I'm not happy doing it. A knock on my door about 5:30, came to the house, grabbed me, slapped me, threw me out in the front yard. Said, you've let people down at so many different junctions of your life that this is something that you're not walking out on me. And that was the difference maker. I didn't.
Ric Flair.
And here I am today, you know, 73 yeah. years old. I've been through a lot, but I don't think everyone threw anything as hard as that damn training camp.
Yeah.
Zen Leaf Naperville, that's where you're going to be, Rick, 5:30 to 7:30. He joins us here yeah. on Cap and Jay Hood. With you being in Chicago, as you well know, this is Vern Gagne, AWA territory. It's easy. Rick, there's so many that was in that camp, though, that did quit that I don't think Vern went to their door. How much that mean to you that he went to you and said, hey, don't quit because others dropped off in that same camp, too, right?
No, nobody dropped off. No, it was that my camp actually, Steamboat was a year after me. But we all did the same thing. I mean, climbing the stairs with a wheelbarrow, you know, on your hands, and then it was insane. But my camp was Greg Gagne, Jim Brunzell, both who are living. I talked to last week. Cosgrove Vizzeri, Ken Patera, myself.
So being like, how did the whole personality of the Nature Boy start? Because, you know, I remember Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher and Moose Cholak and who's the guy they drove the car over his stomach?
Pepper Gomez
with the cast iron stomach. Like, how did you develop the Nature Boy?
Beg your pardon?
How did you become the Nature Boy with the boas and all? Where did that come from?
Well, I was in a plane crash in 75 where I broke my back and killed the pilot, paralyzed two guys. So I actually got off lucky. And a guy named George Kotz said to me, why don't we try and come up with something different for you? I really hadn't established any kind of an identity. I was catching on to it and getting pretty good at it, but you know, it's always better if you've got an identity or a gimmick you can live with and convince the people that you like. And I think to be really successful, almost have to live that character back in that day. So there was a guy named Buddy Rogers who was very famous from the 50s and 60s. And George Scott said, let's try something like Nature Boy Ric Flair and take a page out of Rogers' book. And as Harley Race would say, you guys remember Harley Race?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The man.
Harley would say, I'm going to do his voice out. Blair took Rogers' gimmick to a whole new level.
That was amazing,
it's true.
Man.
It's true. Love Harley, man. Harley Race, and hey, I know you love Harley. You love Harley Race all the way to the end.
Hey, now, Ed Bronstein is taking the Nature Boy to a whole new level.
It's the greatest. So as you went through this whole thing, and again, I watched so much stuff about you where you said, if I'm going to be wrestling in Hutchinson, Kansas, I sure as hell ain't going to be spending the night alone. I'm going to go out and have a good
absolutely.
Time. So
I wish I had cannabis products then.
Yeah. So, Rick, there was no Twitter then. There was no Facebook to get your message out. How would you get a message out to all the lovely young ladies in Hutchinson, Kansas? I'm going to be in the lobby of the Marriott buying drinks. How would you let people know?
That's probably going to happen at Hutchinson.
Not at Hutchinson, he said. But definitely in Chicago and definitely in Baltimore and all the other places around the territories, right?
Oh, in Tokyo, Sydney, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand.
I'm just
a local resident.
Rick, I tell Cap all the time about, you know, when the horsemen would come into town, because I would be out at the UIC Pavilion seeing all the shows, that you and the horsemen would always hang around, you know, Rush Street, and you had a great relationship with the Blackhawks at that time, right?
I did. My really close friend, Bruce MacArthur, is part of the Wirtz family, and I knew Rock, actually knew Arthur. I've gotten to know Bill real well, of course, Bill passed, and so is Arthur. I know Rocky, and my friend Bruce, I'm hoping to see while I'm in town. But, we went to a place called the Snuggery, and of course, I was at Gibson's last night, so... It's a great town. I love Chicago. I've never seen it better than it is right now.
My brother ran into you at Gibson's, and he said everywhere you go, everybody gravitates to you. Not every athlete could say that. Sure, if Michael Jordan walks in, they gravitate to him. He's Michael Jordan, or Justin Fields is our quarterback. You're 73 years old, and here, everywhere you go, people are doing, woo! I mean, you're a living legend. What is that like for you?
To be honest with you, I never get tired of it. I'm very fortunate in the fact that happened last night at Gibson's because I got him to turn off the Bulls and put the Yankees on. How does that do?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Wow. That's power in the city.
Yeah, so I have a great relationship with people like that. I actually was with Steve Lombardi, the owner, the night they opened in '89.
Yeah, so it's really awesome.
I love the Wirtz family and everything, but this relationship I have with Chad now and this cannabis thing is probably the biggest opportunity I've ever had in my life. So that's what I'm in town for now, the next 2 days. And, I love Illinois. Like you said, I've spent half my life wrestling here in Chicago and in the Illinois area.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this, and I think the next 2 days will be huge for us.
Zen Leaf Naperville, that's where Rick is going to be, 5:30 to 7:30. Stop by. The Ric Flair Drip Cannabis products will be available there. Get a chance to take photos and see Rick right there at Zen Leaf Naperville. How's your daughter, Ashley? We haven't seen her for a while. How's she doing, and when's she going to return to WWE, you think?
Oh, she's doing great. I just, I think they mutually agreed to let her have a little break. She bet, you know, she came out in 2000, debuted on the main roster in 15, and she's been on top. You know, literally, that's what's very difficult for anybody to stay on top in a main event position for 7 or 8 years now. So she got married, and she just took some time off, and I think it was mutually agreed upon.
Yeah, the hope. You know what? She's sorely missed on that program, you know, as you well know.
I'm sure it was mutually agreed upon. Yeah, she's just taking the time. She bought a new home, decorating that, doing some stuff that normal people do that don't get. That when you're traveling full time, you don't have the opportunity to do. So it's working out great for her, and I'm sure she'll be back hopefully anyway. Well, by the first of the year.
Hey, before we let you go, if I told you we're going to go out, Jonathan and I are going to go out and we can have four people with us. You're one of them. We want to have just an absolutely insane night. Who would be the other three people that you would say, okay, I want him, like Bobby Hall or whoever? Give me three other athletes. Mike Tyson. Is that who would you put in that group?
Well, I know Bobby real well. I haven't seen him in a while, but take you guys out for a night. I would say any age group.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would be you and I. It would be the three of us and Roddy Piper and and Arn Anderson.
Oh, boy.
All night.
All night.
You've got a full sweater.
Okay. So, all right. This is our favorite promo. It was for Baltimore, and you said, like, if you're in Baltimore and you're 21 with a full sweater, come see me at the Marriott. And I'm sure there'd be a ton of people at the Marriott to see you, Rick, of course.
Yeah, 18 to 28, no boyfriends, no husbands.
That's awesome.
Space Mountain will be open all night long.
We got a guy out on the street now holding up a woo sign with the four.
This is your town, Rick. Rick, this is your town. Hey, last thing. You got Woo Wings going. You know Chicago's your town. Is there going to be a Woo Wings in Chicago at some point? You're in all these other cities. When will Woo Wings come to Chicago?
To be honest with you, the project is just we're in a lot of cities and doing real well so far, but I've been so involved in this cannabis project that I haven't had much time to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
When the cannabis is my first commitment, and after we get successfully launched, we'll be in 15 states, which is huge to be this far along in the game. And Chad and Aristotle and these guys just keep pushing it. So, and they're geniuses at what they do. So I've kind of found their lead, and everything else I've been doing, I put to the side. I'm having so much fun doing this.
Well, it's an honor to have you on, man. I'm going to actually have you on TV with me later today. Looking forward to it. But Hoodie and I talk about you all the time.
Yes, sir. This is your town, Rick.
Let me give you some advice. If you want to find some women, bring some Ric Flair dripper on, man. They are everywhere.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'm promoting it, man. I'm promoting it.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
It's the man, Nature Boy Ric Flair, is going to be at Zen Leaf Naperville today from 5:30 to 7:30. He'll have his Ric Flair drip cannabis products right there and all of his merchandise. A pleasure to talk to the man.
Dude, we just had a guy make a woo sign, come down here to the station because he heard the interview, and he's standing out there with the Four Horsemen thing up in his hands.
Woo!
Let me tell you something. You'd be surprised, Cap. You'd be surprised. He's having more fun now than he did when he wrestled as far as advertising. You would think this guy would have been in Miller Lite commercials and around the 80s and 90s. Those opportunities were not there for him to advertise
right, and
be the face of something.
Right.
He's 73. He's busier now than he was when he was 300 days on the road wrestling for the NWA.
Correct.
Crazy. But I'm happy for him that he's able to go, hey, I got cannabis here. I got Woo Wings. I got my podcast. It's happening now at age 73.
Good for him.
But in his 30s and 40s, those opportunities were not available.
Good for him. A lot of fun.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
In the afterglow of us talking to Woo! The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. We're going to keep it on the tracks until 10 o'clock. And then Bleck and Abdallah will be in for Greeny. All right, Twitch, hang in there. Don't have to leave.
Okay. Don't have to leave. You could stay.
Okay, you could stay.
A lot of Jets and Giants.
So Bleck and Abdallah are in for Greeny at 10. Carmen Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia at 2. It'll be Tyler and Meller at 6 o'clock, leading you into Yankees-Astros baseball, the baseball playoffs right here on ESPN 1000.
How about the Nature Boy saying, if you're 18 to 28 with a full sweater and no boyfriend or husband.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they had these localized promos back then in the territory days, Cap. And it's like, all right, this is all right, Baltimore. All right, 3, 2. Let me tell you something. If you're 18 to 28 with a full sweater and all that, right? And it's like, okay, that's 1 minute. Next. All right, Philadelphia. Okay, same thing. 3, 2. Civic Center, Philadelphia. It's going to be the Hutchman coming in. And I know the great place is there. All right, here we go. You know, just like Chicago. UIC Pavilion. We're going to be there. And then ladies, be ready at the Snuggery. Because we're going to have Space Mountain. We'll be open all night. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Right.
Hold on. All right, next one. All right, here we go. Little Rock. Here we go. Barton's Coliseum. All right, 3, 2, 1. I mean, just that's the way it was. They'd be promos all day.
All day.
And he'd say the most outrageous things because there's no script.
Just ad lib it.
You have 1 minute to promote that the NWA or whatever company is going to be in town.
Right.
Say what you want to say. Just get people in the building. That's what it was back then. That's why
the Wild West.
TBS gave you the opportunity to just stand there and just say whatever you need to do to get butts in seats. That's what it was.
My Letterman's Club in high school, we put on an event like as a fundraiser, and we had wrestlers: Ox Baker, Bobby Heenan. Yeah. The Crusher, the Bruiser. It was amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, man.
That was a lot of fun to talk to him. All right, can I bring a football stat back to you? Bring it back to football.
Is this Aiken Law sponsored, or is this just a thought about the Bears?
This is a thought about the Bears.
Oh, okay.
But we could tell you that Howard Ankin's the best. $3.126 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Semi-ball.
So this is courtesy of Kevin Fishbane. I don't want to be accused of pilfering. This is his stat that he brought back.
He's outstanding.
So, Shea's guy, Bailey Zappi, he had, the other day, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in a win. Okay? So, Bailey Zappi, in his second career start, and it was on the road on top of it, put up a stat line that Aaron Rodgers has accomplished 35 times himself. 35 times. The Bears have done it as a franchise 12. 12 times. That's it. Aaron Rodgers himself 35 times. Bailey Zappi in his second career start, this one on the road. The last 2 times to do it for the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, both in 2018. Hoyer, McCown, Orton, Grossman, Kramer, Tomczak, Evans, Bukic, Wade, and Luckman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
12 times in the history of the franchise. Rodgers has done it 35 times himself, 4 against the Bears.
I'm almost convinced that we're cursed. Matter of fact, I think we are cursed.
Holy bleep, are we a pathetic franchise.
Oh, no, 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 now. Now, hang on a second. Don't go that far. I mean, we're right there with the Packers as far as wins in the National Football League. But the only problem is that we've done it with just defense and running the football.
How about this?
Right?
The Bears have never not been either the winningest or tied for winningest since 1921. We lose Monday and they win over the Commanders. They pass us. First time in 101 years. Ass franchise.
And at the end of this year, that is very likely, isn't it? That the Packers pass the Bears?
They're going to pass them Monday.
Because the Bears are going to lose Monday.
Yes.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. Belichick's scared.
Okay, we lose Monday and they win Sunday against the Commanders. We're in second.
Mm-hmm.
First time in 101 years.
I know.
That's bad.
Well, that is, it shows you that even though you've won a lot, Cap, you've lost a lot too, and you've underachieved grossly. A lot.
Awful.
There was a piece, I will bring it up maybe tomorrow, but I saw, you might have said the same thing about the George McCaskey era so far for the Bears and the underachievement there. Like, we've talked about Michael McCaskey for years and his years. Yes, he got a Super Bowl championship, the Ditka years, but what about this era here? Yeah, it's nothing to write home about.
No, it's awful. It's awful.
And the whole thing for me as a Bears fan, for me, and you may feel the same way, is I just want offensive identity. I've seen it all defensively from this. I've seen the greatest defense I've ever seen in my lifetime.
85.
You can go with the Steelers and the Cowboys and the Vikings,
Ravens.
Go ahead. I mean, have at it. Those are great defenses, too. In my lifetime, I've never seen someone so dominant, a unit so dominant, that you're knocking out not one but two quarterbacks. Not just how it happened with the Giants game. I'm talking about when you're down to your punter, and even the punter doesn't want to come in because he's scared. Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, the Lions, right?
They knocked out Eric Hipple and Joe Ferguson, I believe.
Now, that's a fearful, that's a defense in which people feared. You didn't want to go up against that defense. We've had offensive linemen back in the 80s like, oh, we got to play the Bears. We're getting knocked on my ass because those guys are just too tough.
They were brutally tough.
And it's great to know that, Cap, that we've seen great defenses. It's great that we can look at Walter Payton and say, that's the greatest we've ever seen. You can have your Barry Sanders and think he's better. You can have all the other run. Listen, I think I've seen the best. But I've never seen the best quarterback in the NFL with the Bears. I've never seen that. I've never seen the best wide receiver in the NFL for the Bears. Whatever you say about Willie Gault or Dennis McKinnon, I've never seen the greatest.
No, not even close.
And there's the problem. That's what I want moving forward. We talked about a couple of weeks ago things we have not seen in Chicago sports. That's something that we have not seen. an offense that you could be proud of on a regular basis, a perennial basis.
Correct.
That's something we haven't seen. We've seen the Hawks and the Bulls and the White Sox and the Cubs. In our lifetime, we saw our teams winning World Series championships. Can we see an offense that we could be proud of? I put that on the mantle with all the other championships that we've seen.
Oh, if you told me they got a solid defense, that offense, man, modern day, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it because now we can say, man, this team is as good as other teams offensively. And for years, oh, it's the weather. Hold on. Isn't Green Bay not too far away from here? How are they offensively with a great quarterback?
Kansas City? Doesn't sound like that's tropical to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
Pittsburgh?
It'll all change when the Bears are
Roethlisberger?
When the Bears are in a dome, it'll all change.
Did Sylvie not say, correct me if I'm wrong, Sylvie, did he not say that the one thing he doesn't have on his mantle is a franchise quarterback?
That's correct. That's correct.
And I thought about, I'm like, there's got to be something else. I think he's right.
We've seen all the championships in our lifetime.
All our teams have won.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had the greatest player in the history of the sport,
mm-hmm.
Michael. Maybe the greatest number one all-time athlete. Sports Century had him number one. No quarterback.
Franchise quarterback, perennial winning team that wins the Super Bowl with a good offense. That's awesome. What you're looking for,
yeah,
right?
It's bad.
The Bulls get the job done against the Heat yesterday. How did they do it? You'll hear from Billy Donovan about LaVine's availability coming up. But first, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Captain J Hood, mornings 7 to 10 on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We hope you're going to have a great Thursday. Jeff Hutchinson, by the way, of Crown Point, Indiana, he won the VIP to Caps package giveaway for the pool party for Hawthorne. It's going to be awesome.
Yep, looking forward to it. That will again be on Sunday from 3 to 5. It's in Villa Park at the
Crazy Poor.
Crazy Poor. Mm-hmm. P-O-U-R. Crazy Poor, which is a new Club Hawthorne and Points Bet betting bar. We're going to have a good time. A lot of football. There'll be hundreds of monitors. It'll be a good time.
I'm glad it's the Crazy Poor, P-O-U-R. Otherwise, you weren't going to do it. 105 East North Avenue. That's where it's going to...
Money's great.
You're poor. So, again, you have another opportunity. If you didn't get it in... Today, tomorrow, another opportunity for you to hang with Cap on Sunday. The Bulls get the job done. They defeat the Miami Heat 116-108. Cap, while you're on YouTube watching the game with people on your YouTube feed, at David Kaplan on YouTube, I'm in the Hood Cave. Monitor one, locked in, Cap. A little baseball over here, a little extra NBA over there. And I'm watching the Bulls, and I was so overjoyed to see the Bulls win. And when we left out of here yesterday, we said, LaVine questionable. Yeah, that call, that's a little bit of a stir. And then he doesn't play. And then the Bulls end up winning the game anyway.
Because DeMar DeRozan is the most clutch athlete in Chicago sports today. And we asked the question earlier, before DeMar, who was the most clutch Chicago athlete prior to DeMar DeRozan? And we've gotten a bunch of different answers. My friend Chuck's is Mike Brown. There's been multiple since Mike Brown. Mike Brown was clutch.
My God.
Underrated, all of that.
Mike Brown.
Stop yourself. He's not number one going back 21 years.
We might be in a little bit of a sports gulf, but not that big.
Right. We got Arrieta. He was incredibly clutch. Yeah. And they won the World Series. John Lester. Kyle Hendricks won the pennant clincher and started game 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs ended up winning. Madden should have left him in. Anyway.
All right. Would you just let it go?
I got to interview Joe today.
Oh, God.
I got a podcast with him. Should I take him a little shot?
You know what? But it's Joe. He won't mind.
He won't.
He won't mind. He likes the back and forth, the banter. I cannot. I'd like to know what he's got to say on that podcast. You and Joe. Chopping it up.
And Gordon Wittenmeyer and Tim Stebbins. The three of us and Joe. Because he's got a book out. and he's very anti the analytic crowd.
Oh, he's got a book out without Jesse. That's a switch.
That?
I just I think that those names are good. I mentioned Patrick Kane. I mentioned Jonathan Toews on that list as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what we're seeing from DeRozan is someone here that's taking, quite frankly, the bull by the horns. There's no Levine there, and DeRozan did what he did last
good
year.
Pardon.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. That's what I'm. That's 30 years. Did. You think
yeah.
I have one?
Okay. Yeah.
So here's DeRozan, man. So he did what he did last year, Cap, and that is Levine's not here. Well, someone's got to take the shots. And it's not him. Here's the difference. It's not him being greedy. Like, it's my game now. No, he's the game comes to him.
He had 9 assists. He had 6 rebounds. And he played, what, 37 minutes?
36 minutes.
36.
37 points.
He just doesn't stop.
But we should talk about it from a basketball standpoint. The basketball standpoint. The game comes to him. He's not forcing anything. If he just floats into foul line extended, it's like, well, there's an open shot there. I'm going to take it. Or if it's open to the rim, I'm going to take it.
The shot that he hit late, I think it got down to 6. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And it got down to 6, and he rose up over Jimmy Butler in the right corner on the left side of your screen,
mm-hmm.
deep right corner. And he rose up, and even Jimmy just kind of looked back like, how the hell did you make that?
Just buckets.
Just, I get buckets. You're Jimmy G buckets, I'm DeMar gets buckets.
Right.
And then the kick to Vooch, the open look, bang, for 3.
All right. Sylvie doesn't want to hear that now. Now keep it down when you talk about Vucevic.
Vucevic was outstanding.
Yes,
that was a gold star performance, Sylvie. Sylvie knows that.
Well, yeah, we were texting back and forth yesterday, and even he was giving him his props because even though early, not just Vucevic, the Bulls did not shoot well from the outside early, even though they had open looks. But it got better as the game progressed. Vucevic needed to knock down a 3. He did. He has got a double-double. I was happy to see that 15-17. If you get something from Ayo Dosunmu, and I think that you are, Cap, that's a real find. You don't have Ball back until maybe January or February. So just to have Dosunmu there with a 17 points, an easy game for him, 17 points, 6 rebounds, had 4 assists. I like his game. I like it a lot. He looks like a seasoned veteran out there in year 2.
And he just looks stronger. They played him at point. He just looks more physical. I'm going to attack. No fear. That's a Chicago kid.
I see you all on Instagram, by the way, at IGJ Hood, telling me Patrick Williams bust. Hang on a second. Be careful now. Let's not label a young man a bust.
At 21 years of age.
Stop.
That's just dumb.
Just be careful now.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
I mean, all right. I have criticism of Patrick Williams because I told Cap this last night. Hey, man, there's 28 points to be had with Levine out. Someone's got to score that extra 28 point that because he's out. Patrick, just don't stand there at the hash. Man, get in the mix. Get your elbows in there against Dedmon and Adebayo and Martin. Get in there. Get some easy points on the inside. Don't just stand there on the outside. I want him to mix it up a little bit, Cap. I mean, he can't just be a defensive stalwart. The Bulls need points, especially when Levine's not there.
Correct. He's not a defensive stopper at age 21 coming off the bench. We bring him in just to lock somebody down for a few minutes. No. You're the 4th pick in the draft. Act like it.
Fair. Fair to say.
And I love him. I think he's got a ton of ability. He's 21 years of age. But you got to be better.
So what about this whole thing with Zach LaVine? He was not available. Billy Donovan addressed it before the game.
This was probably, since I've been with him, the most unique summer in relationship to him playing 5-on-5. He did not play any 5-on-5, basically. I think most of his summer was spent getting his legs stronger, rehabbing, trying to get his physical fitness up, but he eliminated some 5-on-5. So when training camp started, we basically, I think he sat out of the Milwaukee game. I think probably very similar to what he told you. He was feeling great. We have to ramp him up, and there was a lot of very, very physical demanding practices, to be quite honest with you, coming out of the Milwaukee game. And I think after a few of those, he felt some discomfort. So, you know, obviously, we did not have a real good idea of where he was at physically because we didn't really see a lot of 5-on-5 in the summer when those guys check in with him. It was really just more of a strengthening, rehabilitation, getting back from the surgery. So this is not, to me, anything that is unexpected. He's going to experience at times, maybe whatever word you want to use, discomfort, soreness, or whatever it is. We've got 7 games in 11 days. He's going to play a part in that. And, you know, how do we get him back feeling good again?
Yeah, but when? When?
It's a great question. It's a valid question. I love that coach because he's honest. He just,
yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah. So. I mean, listen, the question is, I know from a lot of Bulls fans, is like, it caught them off guard because it happened after we were off the air and then he's not available. So is he playing Saturday if he's not playing the next game on the road in Washington? Okay, so that's a concern. Are we talking about the Bulls or the White Sox here?
Right.
Stop. Let's go.
And this is not February where he's put a ton of miles on all winter. It's cold. Body's just not great. It's game one. He's a wildly talented player. I've already got, you know, friends of mine texting me, terrible signing. They should let him go. First of all, it would not have changed their cap situation.
Right.
They had bird rights to go over the cap to keep him. It's not as though all that money would have been off the cap. You go sign someone else. Would not have changed it.
Yeah. If not LaVine, then maybe the Bulls should have went and got Ben Simmons with his 4 points and 5 assists last night.
Yeah, I'll pass. And by the way, for everyone that is just done with Patrick Williams at age 21, can I just read you something real fast?
Sure.
I know we have to break. Kawhi Leonard at age 20. Patrick Williams just turned 21. He played 64 games, only started 39 for San Antonio. He averaged 7.9 points. People were a little concerned.
Yeah.
He then, at age 21, averaged 11.9. Mm-hmm. He then averaged, at age 22, 12.8. In his fourth year at age 23, he missed 18 games. He averaged 16.5. And then he finally had a breakout year and got into the 20s, 21.2. That was in year number five. Five!
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I'm not telling you he's Kawhi Leonard. I saw Sylvie's tweet last night. I guess we can forget the baby Kawhi references. I'm not telling you he's Kawhi. I'm just telling you he's 21 years of age. Let's see where this goes.
Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment, and then we'll have the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN 1000.
So, Captain J, good morning show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad that you're with us. We got Black and Abdallah that we'll crosstalk with coming up at 10 o'clock. But first, the Captain J Hood cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'd probably stick around.
If she's hot.
Why? This is going to come off horribly. If she wasn't hot, don't think I'd be in love with her. She's got to be hot to me.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Yeah, that's the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, the great David Flom and Matt Moore. I cooked there yesterday for the Game Day Gourmet segment on TV. Mm-hmm. We made burgers. I mean, from cutting the meat to grinding the meat to packing the burger to cooking them. Oh, my God, what a process. Amazing. The cut of meat is insane. And then we made the Nooski bacon. Oh, my goodness, was that good.
Did you have someone taste your burger?
Yes, I did. It was delicious.
Someone else, though. Did anyone sample?
Yeah, actually, Guff did.
And?
And Matt. Guff and Matt.
And?
They loved it.
See?
Yeah.
People sleep on your burger. I know it's delicious.
Delicious. I cooked you dinner. We came up to the crib out.
It's a nice brunch. It was a nice lunch.
It was like 4 o'clock because I think we were back on the air at like 7.
Mm-hmm. It's as I mentioned, if this whole thing doesn't work out, if you get, you know, canceled for talking about the pores too much.
Caps Burgers.
You could have Caps Burgers, and it'll be delicious.
That's it.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, Philly Mike, what do you have? Philly Mike in Rolling Meadows. What's up, buddy?
What's up, kid?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, did you guys notice last night, speaking of Pat Williams, there was a point where he took himself out of the game, it looked like. He was struggling all night. He had a bad night, first game, tough team. But did you guys notice something at the end of the game where he took himself out and just, like, almost, like, had a tantrum at the end of the bench? I thought I saw something. Did you guys see that?
I did not see that.
Tantrum,
I do have the game taped, and I will see what I can procure from a rewatch.
What?
I'm all about him, though. I'm all about him. He's young. Give him a chance. It was a tough team. I mean, he's good, man. The kid's real talented. All five tools. I think he's real good.
He's 21 years of age. We got to let this play out a little bit.
I agree with you, Cap. I agree with you. Thanks for taking my calls, boys.
See you, Philly.
Fly, Eagles, fly. No, you're not going to sing on this show.
he was
getting there. Happy National Chicken and Waffles Day to all of you. A delicacy in a lot of places. There's a chicken and waffles place. Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
What are you doing there? What?
I was giving you a thumbs down. I'm not a chicken and waffles guy. Okay. So I was just for you. It was not for the audience.
Oh.
It was just for you.
Oh, okay. Don't share. Happy Chicken and Waffles Day to those that celebrate. That's what I was going to say. It wasn't about you. No, you think it is.
Why? I didn't say it on the air.
It was about the people. There's a place in Bronzeville. There's a great chicken and waffles place, of course.
Called?
Chicken and Waffles. And there is also Glass Knight's place in Atlanta that I've been to before. Glass Knight has a restaurant, Chicken and Waffles Place. So it's awesome.
I don't like the maple syrup getting on the chicken. That's the problem.
Because you must have maple syrup with the waffles, right? It's a must?
Yeah.
Got to have it.
Yes.
Okay.
You
have anything else besides that on top of a waffle?
I mean, some jam or something.
Some jam, right?
Some whipped cream.
See?
It doesn't still have to. I don't want the sweet on my chicken.
Well, you can separate the two, you know.
Right. I just don't like the combo.
You mean going down?
Just the taste.
The taste going down.
If I'm going to eat chicken, I'm going to eat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to eat sweet waffles, pancakes, I'll eat that. Not together.
Also, it is Get to Know Your Customers Day. Do you remember when you were on the hot dog stand, your favorite customer there stopped by?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Someone famous, right?
Nope.
Someone famous. You guys were the same age.
Nope. It was just this really cute girl that I went to school with who was my friend. There was nothing more there, and she would come every day for lunch.
Sure it wasn't a musical artist that would stop by?
Eddie Vedder came in a few times, but he wasn't Eddie Vedder at the time, so I really didn't know he was...
He was still Eddie Vedder.
His name was Eddie Vedder, but he wasn't a star yet.
Right, exactly. I get what you're saying.
But he ate there all the time.
We're going to have a Football Friday for you tomorrow. We thank you for calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thank you, JC. Thank you, Shay.
Football Friday coming up.
For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody.
Take that.
Bucket of Dollar next. From Chicago.